All right. Very busy day today. I will tell you, I flew from here to the coast yesterday, and it's tragic. It's tragic to see all of the damage. While the water is receded, it's almost harder to see because you can actually see the damage underneath, whether it was damage to roads, damage to railroad tracks, damage to farms. It's devastating to see the damage to the farmers. Houses still underwater, things turned upside down, roads taken completely out. I mean, it really is harder to see what's underneath the water than the water itself. Having said that, today is going to be a very active day. We have been through the first big wave. We are about to go through the second big wave, and we want to be very focused on that. Before we do that, the issue of the major declaration that we asked for continues to be what I said it would be, which is in a story of addition, not subtraction. So the first day we gave you 8, we added 3 more. Yesterday, 5 more counties were added to the major disaster declaration that have been approved, and those are Calhoun, Darlington, Florence, Kershaw, and Lee. FEMA will be on the ground today assessing 3 counties. Those 3 counties are going to be Bamberg, Abbeville, and Colleton. I want to make this very, very clear. If you are a citizen in our state, regardless of any of those counties, if you have had damage of any kind whatsoever, it is important for you to register with FEMA. Call 1-800-621-FEMA. 1-800-621-FEMA. Regardless of whether you're in or out of a county that's been declared, we want you to get on the phones. We want you to register. That way we can find you and you're not having to run around. So it will make it very, very helpful. I'm going to turn it over to Mike again today just to give some updates on what FEMA is doing and to add to some information that he may have.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
As the Governor said, we are providing assistance as of today. We have $1.5 million, that's $1.5 million, on the street to the citizens of South Carolina. We have 19,700 registrations so far. We've inspected 760 homes with 150 inspectors. And one important point about the inspectors, those inspectors will be out in declared counties and they will have identification, official identification. Ask for that identification to protect yourself, but we are out there to assist. And as the governor said, we can only help you. The only way that we are able to assist you is if you call 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-FEMA. You can also register at disasterassistance.gov.
Thank you very much, Mike. They continue to be great partners with us, and we continue to have a great working relationship. Okay, 3 major areas of concern today for the people of South Carolina. I know the sun is out, but if you have any family members or if you live on the coast, it is very, very important that you listen to these next 3 major areas of concern. In the next 12 hours, Georgetown will start to flood. It will get worse. And it's going to last up to 12 days. So this is an area where if you are in the area of Georgetown, you are going to see people coming and knocking on your doors telling you to get out. Please take precaution. Please do what you need to do. Highways 151 and 261 are already closed. You are going to see that we are going to close 701 and 17. All of those will be impassable from the flooding, and it will be up to 12 days that water will sit. So it's not going to do what it did before where it receded. This water is going to stay. So if you're in that area, next 12 hours, that's our number one priority as we go forward. The second issue that we're concerned about is in the next 72 hours, Jamestown. Flooding from the Santee is already going to be an issue, but that's going to combine with Lake Marion hitting flood levels, and if that spills over into the Santee, that's going to be extremely problematic. Highway 41 will be impassable, and so DOT is working to look at those roads and make sure that we're dealing with that as we go forward. The third area of concern, Givens Ferry, in the next 72 hours will flood. Affected by the Edisto flooding another 1 to 2 feet. So we want everybody to be very conscious of that. Edisto is already flooded. Anyone south of Givens Ferry is going to have a problem. Anyone south of Givens Ferry is going to have a problem. Highway 651 and the alternate 17 routes are going to be looked at, and you should assume that we are going to have to be closing those going forward. These three areas, I ask if you have family in those areas, if you have friends in those areas, we are having an issue getting those people to leave because they have been in hurricane situations. This is, as the general said, a different kind of bad. So when you see that, what we need you to know is this is something that we have never dealt with before. This flooding is going to get bad, and it's going to sit for a very long time. So it's not going to be gone quickly. If you are a person sitting at home and you're saying, but does it really affect me? Any questions you have whatsoever about a road, about travel, about an area that you live, and whether you are one of those people in that area, we want you to call with your concerns to EMD. That number is 1-866-246-0133. If you have any citizen concerns right now at all, 866-246-0133. Call us when in doubt and let us answer your questions and let you know. You will see that they are going to start knocking on your doors. They're going to start asking you to leave. We want you to, I know that this is your property and this is your home, but this is your life. And we want you to be very conscious of the fact that we are trying to save it. So please do listen to us as we go forward on that. That is where all of our focus is for this team right now. Going forward. So specific areas to strongly consider evacuation would be Pawleys Island, Georgetown, Jamestown, and those areas below Givens Ferry. To give you some additional updates like we have done in the past, let's see, make sure I didn't leave anything out. DOT now has 2,100 maintenance people on the roads. That includes 200 engineers that are helping to assess. They'll be assessing these new vulnerable areas as we go forward. Secretary Hall has got 5 debris removal contractors already lined up and in place, so you can expect to see them go to work on Monday to where they start to really focus on that. I'm going to have her talk to you about that in just a few minutes. 409 road closures, of which 148 are bridge closures. I-95, that 13-mile segment, is still closed. There's a vulnerability with the bridge there, so they are working on it. They're trying to repair it as fast as they can, but it is not stable at this point, so we are not going to do that. With a lot of what we saw in terms of what the media is showing or what we saw as we were flying around, the debris is all kinds of debris. So what we saw in the winter storm, that was trees, that was limbs. Now we're seeing debris, which is more of the harder things. That's the refrigerators, the bigger furniture pieces, all of those things. I know people are just putting that on the side of the road waiting for a pickup. It doesn't work like that. So I've asked Secretary Hall to give you some sort of organization so that you will know how that debris will be picked up. Secretary Hall.
Thank you, Governor. Generally, with our debris, we would like for you to consider it in 6 different categories. Normal household trash, we will not collect. You need to continue to utilize your normal household collection services for disposal of that. If you could separate, if at all possible, the vegetative debris, which is your limbs, trees, and basically anything vegetative, into one category. Items such as wet carpet, furniture, sheetrock, bricks and stones into another pile, your white goods, which are your refrigerators, water heaters, any kind of appliance into another pile, and then electronics in a pile by themselves, and then finally any sort of household chemicals, paint, gas cans, anything like that that needs to be disposed of separately into a separate pile as well. And we will again be starting to make collections on those on Monday. We ask that you bring them to the edge of the roadway. Do not block the road. Do not block the drainage ditches. Do not block fire hydrants. We got to bring it to the road safely and get it there prepared for us to remove. If you're receiving insurance assistance for cleanup of your property for flood damage, do not bring your material to the roadway. Your insurance company should be working closely with them on disposal of that. Governor, I believe that concludes it, and I'll be glad to take questions. Yes, it is on our website.
Okay. So, six different categories of debris. This is one where I'll tell you to be kind to your neighbor, because if you go that effort to separate it into those six categories, they can pick up a lot faster, and that's the difference, and that's what we're asking. So, you can put it all on the side of the road. They're not going to sort it for you. So, get it right the first time, and that way that will help us, again, help you as we go forward. Unfortunately, we have gotten to, the fatality number has gone up to 17. As we go forward, the highway patrolmen continue to work hard. They have taken 5,603 calls for service to date. 2,549 have been traffic collisions. We currently have 23 shelters open with 474 occupants in those. We do think that that is going to rise with the issues that we're facing today. I specifically want to thank Director Alford and her team at DSS. They are calling every shelter every 3 hours to make sure that they have what they need. So food, water, cots, blankets, all those things that they need. We are not having any issues at this time with shortages because they are calling every 3 hours just to make sure that we are moving those to the areas as they need it. We have had, you know, there's every day I've highlighted a group of heroes and our first responders and everybody from Highway Patrol, the troopers and everyone have been there. But just to put this into perspective, we have had 1,200 rescues statewide. That's people, that's animals, that's of all types. But 500 of those have been done by our firefighters. Our firefighters are out there. A lot of them are volunteer. They're tired. If you see one, thank them. We're trying to keep the morale up. We're trying to keep them motivated. But they have worked nonstop, and we couldn't do what we're doing without our firefighters. And so please do help us thank them when you see them or give them a pat on the back and let them know. DNR has been fantastic doing 700 rescues so far. And then, of course, the National Guard continues to assist both those groups. And so all of this is a massive team effort. But as they're starting to wane a little bit, give them that pat on the back and let them know that we're extremely grateful because we could not do this without them. We have had 14 dam failures to date. The additional one from yesterday is a small one in Orangeburg. We are now watching 70 dams. We're getting reports on some small unregulated dams. That's the reason for the increase. So we'll continue to watch those as they go up. We have 38 boiled water advisories. Please heed this. This is contaminated water, and not to demean or anything, but remember that that includes ice. So ice, water, anything related to that, it all needs to be boiled. It all is contaminated. Take it seriously. We're trying to keep people well and healthy, and so this is one where you can help us in terms of listening to that. Hospitals right now are good. We're not having any major issues with the hospitals. You know, certainly we're watching the whole water issue with Columbia, but for now we are blessed to say that the hospitals are okay. We have 3,200 National Guardsmen all over the state in 15 counties right now. They continue to assist as needed. They're extremely flexible. General Livingston has been a great partner to me and through all of this in dealing with logistics as well as manpower and helping make sure with all of Team South Carolina that we're doing what we need to. But I'm going to have him give you an update on Columbia Canal because I know a lot of you were concerned about that.
We've been working two major issues in Columbia as far as construction at this point. One was Beaver Dam in conjunction with DHEC and South Carolina DOT. The major construction has been completed on Beaver Dam. Although there is still some seepage, it continues to be monitored by DHEC. They have some concerns, but the dam is stable at this point. We may have to go back out and do a little bit more work, either South Carolina DOT or the National Guard or both. On the Columbia Canal, we've made significant progress stabilizing the water level in the canal. The objective at this point is to get the water at the level that the Columbia Water Plant can start taking water consistently out of the canal to supply about half of the city of Columbia. Ongoing efforts are being made for a temporary dam that will back the water up enough so it is now, it will then be controlled by the floodgates. Made significant progress last night. As you go by there, you may see the broken dike. You may see significant erosion downrange. That's not a real concern because all that's going to have to be rebuilt anyway. But we'll know in probably the next 24 hours where we got that water level stabilized. But so far, so good.
Thank you, General. Yes, I appreciate that. And as I said, when I flew over, one of the things that really took my breath away was the number of farms that were damaged. And our farmers have been through so much. When we think about the winter storms, the two winter storms that we went through, the fact that they would have to go through this again, I mean, literally, the farms look like a lake. You could barely tell that there was even a farm underneath, except for just some small, just a resemblance of what used to be there. So, but I did ask for Commissioner Hugh Weathers just to kind of give us an update, one, on the status of the farmers, two, on what our farmers should be doing, and three, on how we move forward from this in terms of assisting them. Commissioner Weathers.
Thank you, Governor. As the Governor said, our rural counties have been terribly impacted. I was up Monday and Tuesday with the National Guard and the Forestry Commission to do that same assessment, getting that bird's eye view. On Tuesday afternoon, the State Advisory Committee, which consists of the State Department of Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and Clemson, brought together folks from different parts of the state to assess where we were in terms of projected crop losses. Currently, we're putting that number at an estimate of $300 million of crop loss. Naturally, it will take the completion of the harvest season to know what that number will be, but that is direct impact to farmers. When those dollars turn over in the rural economy, it will go up. We also met to make a disaster request to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There are several levels, some that committee is able to do, which we did, some that need require the, well, we asked the governor to make those requests to the Secretary of Agriculture to open up the assistance to South Carolina farmers that should be forthcoming. Our advice to our farmers, the first call is to make is to your crop insurance agent. Years back, the federal legislation morphed into crop insurance as the first line of risk mitigation. So those calls should be made and understand what their crop standing is. And we advise farmers not to make any additional investments in those crops until that assessment has been done. So again, I visited the same areas that the governor did, saw farms that looked like 1,000 acre lakes on the Black River, on the Catawba River, PD. So the devastation is there. Basically, agriculture will be shut down for a few weeks until the soil dries, and then we will further those assessments. But we do appreciate the support of the governor's office, and that is where farmers are. We did a release yesterday, and you can go to our website at the Department of Agriculture, which is agriculture.sc.gov. You can find the release that we sent out along with some of the pictures from the tour.
Thank you, Commissioner. We appreciate that. We continue to have many generous people from across the state and across the country that want to help the people of South Carolina to give donations or to know what is needed, or for businesses that want to help the state. That phone number is 1-888-585-9643. We've had hundreds of calls that have come into that call center. Again, 1-888-585-9643. If you want to donate items to help the state, we certainly do appreciate it. So today's going to be another tough day, but we are going to push through this. I am now headed down to the four counties that we are extremely concerned about. Those three areas are our biggest concern right now. We are going to continue assessments and continue recovery, but this team's priority is on those areas that we talked about. We cannot stress enough how much we want you to be safe. For those of you that have lost anything, I am extremely sorry that you are going through this. But I want to remind you that we are working in a coordinated effort to make sure that everything that is available to you will be there. So you have been extremely responsible in the way that you have listened to us. We will be extremely accountable in the way that we listen to you. And I want to remind you that South Carolina may be bruised, but we are not broken. And so we will have scars from this, but it will be a reminder of how strong we are, a reminder of how faithful we are, and a reminder of how we have really been resilient through anything that comes our way. So please, let's continue to push through this this storm, thousand-year rainfall, whatever it is now, and let's get through it. Let's get through it together. We have worked as a state that has been exemplary across the country on how to go through crisis. Let's continue to show the people in our state and the rest of the country a way that they can all be proud. Thank you very much. Please be safe. God bless. And with that, we will now open it up for any questions that you may have.
Governor, can you give us just some sense of where you intend to go? We'd heard that the rivers are rising.
All three of those primary areas, that's where I'm going to be headed. I'm headed down that way. It's going to be about four counties. But I will tell you, when we were flying yesterday to the coast, we were very much, you could see the water moving. I mean, you could literally see it as it's moving from the Midlands down. You could see where it was rising. It's now going down that way. And so, you know, our goal is really, to be very honest, is we have thousands of people that won't move, and we've got to get them to move, and we've got to get them to see the seriousness of the fact that they don't need to be sitting in flooded areas for 12 days. They don't need to be put in that situation. And I want to make sure that we've got the manpower to get them out. And so we've already pre-positioned our Swiftwater Rescue Team. DNR has already done that. All of our law enforcement is helping with DOT to make sure that the road closures are happening in a quick fashion. National Guard is anywhere and everywhere they're supposed to be. But our number one goal is to convince those people to get out of their homes and to not see this as a hurricane, but to see this as a flood, and a flood that doesn't go away overnight.
Governor, do you feel that South Carolina has invested enough in infrastructure over the past 2 years?
You know, I don't think that's a question we need to be. I get that y'all want to talk about those types of things. We have to get through this event. And so there will be time afterwards. You can analyze and you can ask all the questions you want, and I won't answer it. Right now, we still have an issue and a crisis at hand. So my goal and all of my focus is on keeping these people safe. It's on making sure that the roads and bridges that need to be closed are closed. It's on making sure that the dams are safe, and it's on making sure that we get through this. If you want to analyze whether we had enough or not, you can analyze that later. I will tell you, find me any place in the country that was going to have a thousand-year rainfall event. There is no way that we ever could have predicted this was going to happen. Having said that, there's no way that we're not going to come out of this stronger than when we started.
Governor Haley, what is it about people? I mean, you've got Katrina, you've got Hugo, you've got a history of where there's been incredible devastation in the past. Why can't people see that there's safety in mind? Is there something about the inability to trust government here?
No, it's because the sun's out. It's because the sun's out. I mean, people are, you know, it's hard to tell someone, you know, during a hurricane, you see the rain, you see the wind, you see everything building up. The sun is out. They don't see that water going downstream. They don't see those waters flowing, so they think they're okay. What they don't understand is we're talking about increases of 1 to 2 feet. So this is going to be something that is going to be an event like they haven't had before. They got hit the first time and they survived it and they think it's okay. This is a second hit that could be worse. And so, and the worst part of it for us is that water's going to stay. There's no place for it to go. And so it's not anything to say about the citizens. It's just the fact that we have strong people in South Carolina, and I love that about them. And they are strong-willed and so am I. But this is one where we want them to know that just take our advice on this. And there's thousands of people who have. I mean, up until now, what I'm so proud of is the citizens have listened in South Carolina. But this is now a situation where we have to go and remind them that the sun is out, but the water is coming. And we need you to get out. Any other questions? All right. Thank you for the coverage you've continued to give. And thank you for helping get the phone numbers online. We'll continue to keep you updated as we find out more. Thank you.